Nashville church has cleared all the bureaucratic hurdles to build a cluster of tiny homes for the homeless. The only problem is the neighborhood hates the idea. Neighbors have hurled insults at community meetings, fumed on Facebook, and threatened to picket church services. WPLN's Mariba Knight reports that the effort to build these homes has come down to a public relations mission.
This is what homeless housing in Woodbine is up against.
I want to remind people, please. No heckling, please.
At a recent community meeting, a moderator struggled to manage a rowdy crowd packed shoulder to shoulder in the basement of a South Nashville church. Some spoke in favor of the tiny one-room homes, but most, like Susel Donna, say that playing host will bring crime and drugs into the neighborhood.
I am tired of having to apologize for trying to protect my house. They choose to live out there. They burned so many bridges because they stole from their family because they rather do drugs.
Donna says anyone who thinks differently is fooling themselves.
I don't know what unicorn you've been hanging out with, but seriously.
Leading the plan is Open Table Nashville, a nonprofit group that advocates for homeless and low-income people. They've partnered with Glencliff United Methodist Church to build the 22 micro-homes for homeless people with serious health problems. The plan sailed through the city approval process, but now it comes down to managing the community reaction. Lindsay Crinks is one of the co-founders of Open Table. She says the vitriol aimed at the homeless is misguided.
I think a lot of people think that homelessness is a criminal issue. What we're saying is no. Homelessness is a social issue. It's an economic issue.
Crinks says it's even a public health issue.
We've had people that have had a double hip replacement and are healing from that under a bridge. That's not okay.
And that's where the tiny homes come in. Vetted individuals in need of short-term housing will heal up at one of the homes. Similar communities have been built in seven other cities across the country, including Seattle, Austin, and Portland, Oregon. Nashville's development is funded entirely by private donations. In response to the pushback, the nonprofit is forming a community council and lining up a security firm to patrol the site. But there's not much the nonprofit can do to put longtime resident Dale Ward at ease.
I have my heart here. So does everybody else in this room. Why divide this neighborhood? Because you feel your 22 homeless people are more important than everyone in this room? They're not.
Open Table is committed to the tiny homes. Now, they may just have to build them and hope the project doesn't live up to the neighbors' worst fears. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mariba Knight.